In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God, Amen. Congratulations, today, the first Saturday in the new Coptic year. And as we spoke last week about how to prepare ourselves for the new year, we want to try to take schedule which may help us. But on the light of the readings of tonight, the Gospel of the Vespers, from the book of St. Matthew, of the Gospel of St. Matthew. It's very nice that in the beginning of the new Coptic year, the second day is the feast of St. John the Baptist. And for everyone who wants to have a new start and a good start and a strong start of the year in his life, can listen to St. John the Baptist. Why do we say St. John the Baptist? First, to say that the 2nd of Tut, which is the 12th of September, is the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist, when Herod cut off his neck. St. John the Baptist was born according a heavenly promise from the Lord through Archangel Gabriel to Zacharias while he was raising the incense in the altar. And he was born at very old age of his parents as a sign of the complete will of God to have this child. This child also was the only, he was remarkable in his, even before being born, he was the only one in the whole world who was filled with the Holy Spirit before his birth. And here I have just meditation, very small meditation about that. All of us know how was he filled with the Holy Spirit. How? Specifically, there is a verse said by Elizabeth describes, How? I know that he worshipped God, but how?
When his mother held St. Mary, the greeting girl.
Yeah. The greeting of St. Mary. The greeting of St. Mary filled the babe in his mother's womb with the Holy Spirit. Question. Was St. Mary the source of the Holy Spirit for him, for the babe? No. Who says no? A man said no. No. Yes or no? No. Was the voice of St. Mary the source of the Holy Spirit? Who's then?
Since Jesus
Saint John the Baptist, filled with the Holy Spirit through the voice of Saint Mary alone as a source of the Holy Spirit? Exactly. The Holy Spirit who spoke on her mouth, this is a very critical point. The Holy Spirit who filled Saint Mary caused that her voice was filled with the Holy Spirit in her to let the babe leap in his mother's womb and be filled with the Holy Spirit, and not only the babe but his mother also, Elizabeth, both of them. Here a very important lesson. If we speak according to the Holy Spirit in us very well, faithfully, be sure that the Holy Spirit will work in the hearts of the listeners. هو ده الدرس الأولاني جميل جدا. لأنا فعلا مليان بالروح القدس. بالكلام اللي هطلعه مش هيبقى من بقي. ده هيبقى بفعل الروح القدس. مش كده؟ What was said about Jesus Christ in this way? He was teaching with authority and not as the Pharisees and the scribes. كان يعلم بسلطان وليس كالكتبة والفريسيين. What does it mean? What authority? The Holy Spirit. So we can also speak with the Holy Spirit in us, not according to our wisdom or our will or our knowledge or our experience, but according to the Holy Spirit within us, can make a very good effect and fruits in the hearts of the listeners. And this is the main difference between a servant who speaks according to his wisdom and the servant who speaks according, to the Holy Spirit within him. This is lesson number one. So, it's a remarkable point in the life of St. John the Baptist that he was filled with the Holy Spirit and he rejoiced. He leaped in his mother's womb joyfully, rejoicing and joyful. And we hope that we can also speak not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. As we learned from St. Paul last week, that we have to walk and behave not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. This is number one. That's why the Lord said about him, among those born of women, there has not arisen one greater than John the Baptist. بين المولودين من النساء ليس من هو أعظم من يوحنا المعمدان. Number two in his life, he gave the blessing of his father to be one of the last martyrs in the Old Testament. You know how? Do you know how? أقول. Number two, Saint John gave the blessing of his father, or was the reason of his father, to be one of the last martyrs in the Old Testament. Do you know how? Yeah. When Herod the king made a trick to have census from those who are from Judea, Bethlehem, this area. They arrested John the Baptist. They took John the Baptist because he was, according to the flesh, yani, 6 months elder than our Lord Jesus Christ. And then Zacharias said to them, okay, please, let me give the babe to you from the place that I received. And then he took the baby and he went to the altar and he put the baby on the altar. Which altar? The altar of incense, not the Holy of Holies, not the holy altar inside. There was an altar of incense. كان فيه مذبح البخور. ده كان غير قدس الأقداس. He put John the Baptist on the altar of incense, and the angel Gabriel came and took the baby. And then there was a curtain also. And then he said to the soldiers, go and take him from where I received, and they left. Of course, they entered and they didn't find. They killed Zacharias, his father, and he became martyr. عشان كده, the Lord said that there will be revenge of this generation from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zacharias, who was killed between the altar and the sanctuary. The altar from inside, the sanctuary from inside, the Holy of Holies, and the altar of incense. So this is number two. He was, from this time, he became an orphan. But it didn't make any change to his life. Why? Because he lived in the wilderness until he became 30 years old. And here another question. Who taught him? How did he live? Yeah. Abnormal. When we hear it, we say, how come that a child of 2 years being left from his mother and father and being in the wilderness? But this is what the gospel said. And he was living in the wilderness until his appearance to Israel. So he's taken care of through the angels. And he was taught at that time all the scriptures. And wonderfully, when he appeared to the children of Israel, he looked as if he was learning in the synagogue or in the Sanhedrin. But he was given all the scriptures from heavens directly. Number four, we said number one is filling of the Holy Spirit. Number two, that he gave the blessing of his father to be martyr. And number three, he was taken care of through the angels. Number four, when he appeared to Israel, he appeared as a strong man. Why? He lived a very ascetic life. He used to live on bread and dressed by sackcloth, animal clothes. And that's it. This was his very ascetic life, very simple life. in the wilderness, under the care of the angels, and at the same time living like St. Paul the first hermit. Exactly. St. Paul the first hermit lived the same life but 70 years. But St. John lived less than 30 years in the wilderness under the care of the Lord directly. Fourth lesson teaches us a very important point. I cannot speak or preach about something I don't have. If I do that, then my preaching, my service would be according to my mouth, to my mind, but not to my life. And this is the main difference between John the Baptist at that time and all the other Pharisees who were high educated, very high educated, learning and memorizing all the scriptures, but without living. That's why there was no fruits of their teaching or service or preaching. The source of your success as a servant, the source of your success as a father or a mother or a brother is your life, not your mouth. Is what you do, not what you say. So if he spoke about the repentance severely, it means that he lived the life of repentance. If he speaks about the ascetic life and the fasting, he speaks because he practiced the fasting. If I preach about love while I don't have love, not only fruits, but I will be condemned. Why? Why condemned? Because I teach whatever I don't live. This was one of the weaknesses of the Pharisees and scribes, because the Lord one day in Matthew 23, when he said to them, "Woe to you, hypocrites, because you teach the others many commandments, why you do not touch one of them with your finger." If I preach about the purity while I'm immersed in impurity, if I preach about generosity and being faithful in my tithes and giving the needy and the others generously, joyfully, if I don't do that while I'm speaking about giving alms, I'm a hypocrite. The mystery of the power of St. John the Baptist, of course, number one, the Holy Spirit which filled him, number two, the true life that he lived before teaching. That's why in the gospel it was said, all the Jews went to him and repented on his hand and were baptized in Jordan River, although his preaching was very severe, using a very harsh language. Imagine, God forbid, any preacher stands here and says to us, "Oh, sons of vipers! Oh, sons of vipers! Ya awlad al-afai! Oh, hypocrite! Who showed you to escape from the coming anger of God?" Who will listen to them? On the contrary, they will take him from here and outside. You come here to insult us, to swear at us. But John the Baptist was speaking from all his heart. So, what happened? That they were like what happened with St. Peter, the same thing. St. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he used almost a language like that. And he said, "Yani, your fathers killed the prophets and you killed Jesus Christ. But 3,000 were convinced and were baptized on that day, from day one." I heard an interesting story from Abu Nabulus George in كده كنت بفر في التلفزيون فلقيت حاجة لذيذة بحب أسمعها أنا from time to time. He said, one day he was in the church and then a young man of 42 years ago, old, came shaking, frightening, and sweating. And he said, "Abuna, I'm coming from a funeral service now in the other church." He said, "What happened?" He said, "You know what? Abuna, who was preaching, frightened me. And I left the funeral and I came hurrying to you. What happened?" He said, "In the sermon of the funeral, Abuna all of a sudden said, 'Imagine every one of you that the Lord will come now in the church. Right now. How many of you will go to hell?'" In a very strong way. "And how many of you are ready?" "He's coming right now." In a very strong. And this, Taman, of course, maybe yani, disappointed many of the presents. But this man left the funeral, left everything. I hurried to Abuna Bulus George and said, "Please, I want to repent. I want to confess. Yes, supposedly, the Lord will come now. I want to be ready." So he was speaking from spirit, from his heart. I'm sure that this father, this priest was ready for heavens. Otherwise, he can never say that from his mouth only. So the point here is very important. We teach what we live. We preach what we live, what we practice. Be sure that your children will see you, not hear you. Your children will see you before hearing you. Because to hear is very easy. But to see is a very good example. You see a model. A model. Sometimes people do that. I was in a house in a visitation today and reminded them when a story happened a couple of years ago, about 10 years. There was a family in Alexandria who lost their son suddenly in an accident, something like that. And they were beloved to Abba Makarios Monastery, who was the abbot, Abuna Matta the Poor, Abuna Matta al-Miskin. And then, instead of sending them a letter of comforting, he sent to them a monk. And this monk went and started to greet them and give them sympathy, and he sat smiling, a little bit laughing at them. And then the people were confused a little bit. How come that Abuna Matta al-Miskin may send to us a monk like that? And then all of a sudden, Abuna said to them, you know what? I am poor. I am weak man. But Father Mata sent me. Just I wanted to tell you, I lost from my family last year 12 persons. It's an example, model. Wasilat idah. Abuna Mata al-Miskin thought that if he may send a comforting letter, yeah, everyone will read and forget. But if they see a monk who is have peaceful inner peace and smiling, thanking God, while he lost 12 members from his family, between mother and father and brothers and cousins and nephews and still smiling, still laughing, still having peace. This is a very practical sermon, alive sermon. So this lesson is very important for us. And this is what we want to do this year. Please, before teach the others, before guide the others, before speaks to the others, before discipline your children, live. Let this gospel be alive in your life, in your behavior, in your words, in your senses, in your dealing with your wife, with your children, with yeah. This is what we need. And this is the mystery of the great fruits of St. John the Baptist. Number six, I said there, four or five, being born, filled with the Holy Spirit, bless his father, ascetic life, lived what he said. Number five, he was blessed to baptize our Lord Jesus Christ. And he was an instrument to announce the mystery of salvation. I will repeat it again. I ask you to explain to me how. He was the instrument through which he explained the work of salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ when he baptized Jesus Christ. Explain. Practically. Explain. أقول تاني. هو كان الأداة اللي فهمتنا وأعلنت لينا يعني إيه الخلاص بالمسيح يسوع. Yeah. There was a sound from heaven saying, "This is my beloved son, to whom you listen." But practically, I'm speaking about the salvation. Yes. Bravo. Amen. In the book of St. Matthew, he said, after all the Jews came to Jesus, to John to be baptized, the Lord Jesus at the end of the queue came to St. John asking him to baptize him. And then St. John said to him, I am in need. I need that you baptize me. And you come to me to baptize you? The Lord said to him, let us do that. We have to fulfill every righteousness. اسمح الآن لأنه ينبغي أن نكمل كل بر. And as Iman said, all the people before our Lord Jesus Christ, as if they washed themselves when they went into the water of the Jordan, a river, leaving their sins. And at the end, the Lord, who is without sin, blameless, perfect, went into the water to take all the sins on his shoulder. And at the moment that he accepted to do that, the Holy Spirit couldn't prevent himself and came upon him. And the voice of the Father couldn't be silent. He witnessed that he is beloved Son. This is my beloved Son, to whom listen. And this is the way of salvation. That when we go to the confession after repentance, we do the same. We do the same in every liturgy. Every single liturgy, we do the same. Do you know how and when? Deacon. After Abuna selects the Urbana, he goes to the altar. Yes? What do? You give water. He baptized the Urbana. Yes? Is the Urbana yani fiha haga wahish? No? It's perfect because Abuna chooses the best Urbana. And if there is no, among the seven of the five loaves, he prevents. It must be blameless. It must be perfect. It must be round and must be without any cracks or holes, if except the five holes. It must be good baked, everything. It must be perfect. But he washes, he baptizes the urban on the same way that the Lord. While he is baptizing, he puts his hand on the urban. Listen, he puts his hand like that on the urban. And he says silently, but you will hear it now loudly, "Remember, O Lord, the confessions of your servants. Forgive them." So this, as if he is taking all the sins of those who repented and confessed and put them on the Urbana, on the Lamb of God, to bear my sins. This is what we do in every liturgy. Every liturgy. And faithfully, we do believe that this is a sign to describe how does the Lord, save us. He takes my sins and be broken on the cross and bleeding for me to give me the salvation. You have a question? Because in the altar, we are not under time. So even if I say, "Remember the confessions of your servants," so it will cover what before and what after. Because in the altar, we are in heavens. We are not under time of the world outside. So before or during or after, it is the same. I was expecting another question, saying, if you are not his confession father, or if he or she confesses in another church, it covers also. Because he says, "Remember, O Lord, the confessions of your servants." Not the confessions that I heard. Covers every Look at the marvelous way of the liturgy. حلوة دي ها؟ فيكم ناس سمعتها قبل كده وأنا فكرتكم بيها، وفيكم ناس ما سمعتهاش قبل كده. But this is what way. طب افرض بقى يعني suppose إن في واحد comes to the holy communion, partaking from the body and the blood of Jesus Christ without repenting or confessing anywhere, this prayer will not cover him, unfortunately. That's why we say the repentance and confession is a mandatory sacrament. We have to practice, we have to visit. They say in English, visit the confession. Visit the confession means giving the confession to the priest. I visit the confession means I practice the sacrament of confession. But confession before it must be repentance. So this is the way of salvation, that the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, bears my sins. Is this new? We invented it after the cross, or it was before the incarnation? Was it before the incarnation? This rite, R-I-T-E, الطقس ده كان بيحصل قبل تجسد المسيح ولا ما كانش بيحصل؟ كان بيحصل ولا لا؟ Yeah. Was it before Jesus Christ or not? It was. It was. There were five sins. For each, or five sacrifices, for each the Jews must offer. Sin, trespass, Hadr, peace, burnt. نبتديهم من الأول. Burnt offering, ذبيحة المحرقة. Sin, offering, ذبيحة الخطية. Trespass offering, ذبيحة الإثم. وبعدين peace offering, ذبيحة السلامة. وبعدين bread offering, تقدمة الدقيق, flour. These were shedding blood, and this was not shedding, it was just a bread. For these four, they were sign of the cross, and this was a sign of the perfect life of our Lord Jesus Christ before the cross. In the sin and trespass, the sinner used to come to the priest with a lamb and put his hand on the head of the lamb and mention his sin. So the sin transfers from him to the lamb, and they shed the lamb, and he sees the blood of the lamb poured from the lamb and say, it should have been my blood, but this lamb saved me. This lamb, this innocent lamb, saved me. That's why in the New Testament we call our Lord Jesus Christ the true lamb. These were symbols, and this is the true one. Lambs in the Old Testament, but the true lamb in the New Testament. So that's why in the new year we want to repent from all our hearts in a lawful way, in a way that we guarantee and believe that our sins are forgiven. And as we are active in receiving the Holy Communion, we have to be active in practicing or visiting the sacrament of repentance and confession. I think these are the main points that we find it's good for us to meditate on at the beginning of the year. And let us pray from all our hearts that this year be blessed, fruitful, a year of spiritual growth, not repetition. When I was in the Faculty of Engineering, there was a professor, and this professor not was the professor of philosophy, because I didn't study philosophy in the Faculty of Engineering, but this man was a very wise man, and he said the following: there is a man who is 30 years old and the man who is 1 year old. He said, how? He said, there is a man of 30 years old, and every year he grows, and every year he changes, and every year he moves up and up. This is a truly 30 years of his life. But the other man is 1 year repeated 30 times. Repeated 30 times. Sana mitkarrara hi. And this is what we sometimes do in the confession. To shorten the time of Abuna, we say Abuna, typical copy of our last confession. The same. Copy. Copy means I didn't do any effort to overcome my weaknesses. The same, the same, the same. Then repetition, repetition, repetition. Then year after year after year, while I'm standing in the same level. No growth spiritually. No maturity in the spirit. No more faithfulness in my relationship with God. So in this time, I will not be 70 years old, but 1 year repeated 70 times. Which one? I leave it to you. I leave it to you. If you want to be 30, 40, 50, whatever, or to be just 1 year repeated the same. The spiritual life grows with us parallel with the body. Every time we eat, we increase in body. Either in tall or in width, but I grow. يا بنتخن يا بنتول يا الاثنين. لكن في الاسبريت, where is the true spiritual growth? May the Lord keep us this year and all the years of our life in His hands, and helps us, and may He help us to grow truly and to know Him more. If I know, one day when the priest said, I want you to love your wife 1 millimeter. One. Every day. 1 millimeter. And then he said, why one? One is enough. 1 millimeter. After a year, it will be. So if we love him 1 millimeter more than the previous day, be sure that we will be different completely. This is what we need. This is what we're looking for. And this is what the church, as a mother, nourishes us and teaches us and helps us to reach that. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One God, amen. Make us worthy, O Lord, to pray to you thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, like a little bit on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses as we do those trespasses. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ is open. نشكر صانع الخيرات الرحيم الله وربنا ولنا وخلصنا المسيح أن سترنا وعن حفظنا قبلنا ليه شفق علينا وعدنا وتبنا الذي السعادة فلنصلنا وفضنا فهذا اليوم مقدس كل يوم حياتنا بكل سلام من الضابط الكل رب الأهل سيد رب الإله ضابط الكل أبو ربنا ولنا وخلصنا المسيح شكرك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال أنك سترتنا وعنتنا حفظتنا قبلتنا ليه شفقت علينا وعضتنا وأتيت بنا الذي الساعة نجل هذا نسأل من صلاحك يا محب البشر نحن أن نكمل هذا اليوم مقدس كل حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك كل حسد وكل تجربة كل فعل الشيطان وأمرة الناس الأشرار بيام الأعداء الخفين والظهرين زعها عنا وعن شعبك عن وضعك المقدس تدم صالحات النفعات فرزقنا إياها إنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان لدوت الحياة والعقارب بكل قوة العدو لكن نجنا من الشرير نعم رأفات ومحبة البشر لوات لابنك الوحيد ربنا ولا وكل السلام المسيح الذي من قبل المجد والكرم والعز والسجود تليق بك مع الروح القدس المحيي المساوي لك لأنك لوان الدهر دول أمين Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy. And according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived. And in sins my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy. The humbled wounds shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with the directing spirit. And I shall teach the transgressors your ways, and the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. Sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. Broken and humble hearts, God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased, sacrifice of righteousness, offering and burnt sacrifice. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar.